deal. Lousy shot.
The next one won't miss.
Schwartz Delicatessen. That's as good a place as any.
Yes, I could help you. So what's the gun for?
For you, if you don't do like I say. You all alone here?
Yeah, take the money and go. You need it so bad.
Something is wrong, Sammy.
What?
That's just my wife in the back room. She wouldn't bother.
Tell her to come out here. Hey, you, out here now.
Who is speaking in such a... Sammy, a gun he's got.
There's a cop out there taking shots at me. He don't come in here after me, I don't shoot you. He comes in, I shoot. Okay?
Theater 5 presents The Hostage.
You, what's your name?
I am Mrs. Schwartz.
Okay, get over there by the front window. There in the corner where I can watch you. Oh. And then don't move. I'm telling you, don't move.
Like you says, Minnie, go in the corner. You shouldn't move.
Yeah, all right. Up closer to the window. Yeah, like that. Now you, Pop.
You could call me Sam.
Yeah, sure, Pop. You're going to stand in front of me, see? Like this, right in front of me. So if somebody puts a bullet in me, it's got to go through you first, okay?
By me, no, not okay. So, since you ask...
Don't get smart, Pop.
You don't want answers, you shouldn't ask questions.
All right, Pop, open the door. Just a crack so I can yell through. I don't get no stupid ideas.
Stupid, Sam Schwartz ain't.
Hey, you out there, copper. You hear me?
I hear you.
You see this guy I got with me?
Yeah, I see him.
His name is Sam Schwartz. He owns this dump. Now, you take one step, one lousy step toward me, and Sam Schwartz is a dead man. I got a gun right on the back of his head. Tell the guy, Pop.
Tell him what?
About the gun, stupid.
A gun he's got in the back of my head.
One lousy step and I blow his head off. You got that?
Now listen to me. Don't shoot that man. Put your hands up and come out here. All we've got on you now is armed robbery, a few years. You pull that trigger and you're a cinch for the chair. It'd be crazy to kill him.
Not to you, copper. All you gotta do is just keep away from me and save your sermon for Sunday. Stupid cop.
Bad manners you got, young man. If I had you for a son, God forbid, you'd hear from me.
What's your name, boy?
Ernie, if you want to know. Ernie Johnson.
Ernie Johnson. So now, what I wonder is, why does Ernie Johnson have to be a hoodlum? I mean, couldn't it be maybe Dr. Johnson? Couldn't it be Mr. Johnson, the big lawyer? Why, with a gun in his hand, should be Ernie Johnson?
Yeah, well, just don't you forget, I got a gun in my hand.
You're listening to the siren?
Yeah, I heard it.
What did you do, Ernie? Why is that man chasing you? Armed robbery, he said?
Yeah, armed robbery. I knocked off a liquor store.
You think it was worth all this?
You want to see something?
How much?
I don't know. I ain't had time to count. I figure can't miss $1,000 by much, though.
For $1,000, his soul.
You shot somebody?
No, I just took the dough and split. And pretty soon there was this cop on my tail yelling at me to stop or he was going to shoot. I don't know who put him on me. Yeah, here's something else, Pop. He did shoot. I ain't pulled a trigger on this thing once, but he took a shot at me.
Well, his duty he's got.
Ah, knock it off. I got a lot of thinking to do.
Well, while you're thinking, Ernie, think on this. You gotta let Minnie go.
Minnie? You mean Mom?
Don't call me Mom, if you would be so kind.
Nobody's going no place.
Ernie, you couldn't keep a lady like Mrs. Schwartz in the store here pointing at her all the time with a gun. You couldn't do that.
Even if he's going to say yes, which you shouldn't put any money on it, you still couldn't make me go. Not without you.
So there you are, Pop.
Well, your own business, maybe you know best, but to me, you ain't acting very smart about it.
I guess you'd handle it better.
I wouldn't be surprised. One thing for sure, I'd make the odds the best I could. You and that gun it is now against Minnie and me, like one against two. One with a gun, maybe, but one against two. All you got to do is send Minnie out, and it's all of a sudden, one against one.
Send her out to help the cops, huh?
Now, how's Minnie going to help the policeman outside? They'll give her maybe a gun she should shoot at you? She's going to tell them something they don't already know? How could she help?
It don't make no sense, that's all.
Well, now, let's talk on this for a minute. If it's making sense or not, let's say pretty soon now you begin to feel like having a canned beer or something.
All right, you talk me into it.
So, I am moving like this, slow as anything. I shouldn't make you nervous. Over by the refrigerator, and No, Minnie. No, no.
No, no, don't move. Nobody.
So who's moving?
What's that you got in your hand?
A bottle of ketchup.
What are you going to do with it?
Well, now you're watching me again. Nothing.
She was going to throw it at me. She was.
So? Next time, how could you be sure she wouldn't?
Next time somebody gets shot. Both of you, maybe.
Or maybe you get a ketchup bottle over the head and come to on your way to jail. That's because you got two people to watch. Now, if you should send Minnie out by the street, then you got only one. It's a better deal.
So we're back on this Minnie. You should go outside again.
Please, Minnie. You know, you could get shot making with a ketchup bottle like that.
So for what else? You're giving away beer to hold uppers?
All I wanted was I should tell him it could happen. I didn't want you should show him.
Okay.
Okay, what?
Okay, she can go outside. What do you think? You think I want her sneaking around in here belting people over the head with ketchup bottles? You think I'm nuts or something?
In my opinion, Ernie, you have just finished making a very wise decision.
So now all you got to do is talk me into it.
You go, Minnie.
Now you listen to me, Sammy Schwartz. If you
don't
think
listen to me, no listeners, Minnie, you go.
You go, okay? I made up my mind.
Whose side you going to be on, Sammy? His or mine?
You go.
Come over here, Pop. Slow and easy. In front of me like before. Now you over in the corner, Mommy. You make a move before I tell you when your boyfriend gets it right in the head. You got that? Okay, Pop, open the door like before.
You shouldn't do this to me, Sammy.
Hey, copper!
This is Lieutenant Donovan, Johnson. Are you ready to give yourself up?
How'd they get my name? No, I ain't. I got something I want to tell you.
You better play it smart and give yourself up, Johnson.
Turn blue. All I want from you is listen to what I got to say. I'm turning the old lady loose. You got that? I'm sending her out now, so don't start popping at her like a bunch of stupid cops. Okay, Mom, outside. Slow, like Pop said, so you don't make me nervous.
I do not wish to go outside.
You wish a bullet, and Pop said?
Okay. So I'll go.
Back up a little, Pop. That's nice. Now, out the door, Mama. Take it easy.
Your mama, I'm not.
Shut the door, Pop.
So, now it's just you and me, Ernie.
Look, I gotta make a phone call. Where is it?
In back of the counter on the wall by the cash register.
Now, you stand right where you are. You ain't gonna move a muscle while I'm on the phone, you hear?
I hear.
If she ain't there, I'd... Hey, Karen? Yeah, I'm okay. So you heard on the radio. Now, look, you stay there. I want you to stay where I can get hold of you in a hurry. So everybody ever pulled a job, took a chance, they ain't got me yet. No, Karen, you sit there with your hand on the lousy phone and you don't go nowhere, you hear from me. You got that? Okay. Stupid dame.
Well, like I was saying, we got the whole place to ourselves now.
So?
So, what happens if I just open the door and walk out?
You know what happens. You get a hole in the head.
You keep talking a hole in the head, Ernie, but I'm not so sure. It's a possibility you couldn't do it, you know that? To take money out of a liquor store, that's one thing. But to shoot a Sam Schwartz in the head, this is, again, something else. Maybe you could. Maybe you couldn't.
Well, you want to find out? Just take one step toward that door.
You sure you're okay, Mrs. Schwartz?
No, I am not okay, Lieutenant Donovan. Okay, I'm not going to be till you get my Sammy out from that store and take that young Ernie hoodlum away from here.
We're doing what we can, Mr. Schwartz. I mean, I don't think you want us to walk in there.
Sammy! Sammy!
Oh, okay, we'll have to go in now and see. Maybe it was your husband shot the other one, Mrs. Schwartz.
No. Guns up are angry people. So angry you couldn't make my Sammy in a million years.
Hey, coppers.
We're coming in, Johnson.
Don't do it. The old guy's still okay. I fired over his head. A warning, like the cops do it. Tell him, Pop.
It's all right. I ain't tight. The shot over my head by the detergent shell.
If I have to do it again, though, that's the one. You remember that out there.
We can't let this go on much longer, Johnson. It's up to you whether you want the chair or a short stretch for armed robbery.
Yeah.
Like it says, Arnie, you gotta decide.
Yeah, he's bluffing. You can't believe nothing those guys say. Hey, you know something? I'm hungry.
A healthy young animal. Every place but in the head.
All right, you can knock that off. Ain't nothing wrong in my head. Get me a sandwich and a can of beer.
A pleasure. What kind of sandwich?
Something fancy. You got turkey?
Today, no turkey.
Some delicatessen. All right, make it pastrami and cheese. And none of your lousy rat cheese. One of them French jobs or something. So long as it don't stink.
All right.
Pumpernickel.
Well, anyway, you know something about bread. Look, now, I gotta move around some while I'm fixing the sandwich, so you shouldn't get nervous with that gun.
You do your job, I'll do mine. You better make a two of them sandwiches, and I'll have the beer now.
A pleasure. In the back room, I got a glass. You shouldn't like to drink out of the can.
Yeah, and in the back room, you got a back door, too, I bet. Out of the can will be fine. Much obliged. Have one yourself. Live a little.
Today I think better for me is a little seltzer, but thank you all the same.
So fix the sandwiches. You can have one, too, if you want, or yogurt or whatever. Only don't yak at me, will you? I gotta think.
Yeah, that's something you're a little bit late with, the thinking. You'd like more stuff?
Huh? Okay.
Believe me, a better sandwich you wouldn't get at the Waldorf Astoria. You want to know something?
I'm thinking.
37 years I'm in the delicatessen business. Today is the first time I ever wished to be in something else. You know what today I'm wishing? Today I'm wishing I owned instead a drugstore. So handy would be plenty arsenic for the sandwich.
No, just a little mustard.
And the bread, you want butter?
I'm thinking...
Here's your sandwiches. So eat. Two kinds of cheese, and one imported Swiss, and the other the best French camembert in the house. So eat.
Give me another beer, will you?
A pleasure. Here's your beer.
Thanks.
So... You got a plan from all your thinking?
Yeah, I got a plan. What do you think of that?
Look, I couldn't honestly wish you.
Lousy sandwiches, I'm full already. I ain't even finished one. I gotta make a phone call.
My telephone is yours.
Just don't get no stupid ideas. You're gonna stand like before, real still, so you don't make me nervous, okay?
Any way you say.
I think I got a way to get us both out of this. You and me both. And what do you think of that?
In my opinion, very doubtful.
Stupid dame, so answer the phone, will you?
She's not so stupid, maybe she don't answer.
So I'll give her a couple of minutes. Don't worry, she's okay, she won't run out on me. Hey, look, you want that other sandwich? I sure ain't gonna need it.
Thank you, but no. Today I got a very poor appetite. Tell me, what kind of plan you got that could get us both out of trouble?
You'll find out when the time comes. You don't need to know now.
No matter. Tell me something. Your mother and father, they're living?
I guess so.
You guess so? You don't know?
I ain't seen my old lady since I was a kid. She took off with a truck driver she knew, my old man thinks. We never heard from her anyway. My old man's still alive, or he was last week. I don't see much of him either these days.
So what's he going to say he finds out about all this?
You mean when somebody finds him and sobers him up? I don't know. I expect he'll chew me out pretty good. Not about knocking off the liquor store. He won't mind about that. For getting caught at it. That's what he'll chew me out for. Stupid, he'll say. I don't see yet what I've done wrong.
It's a terrible thing to come from such a home.
You don't have to lose no sleep over me. My old man's okay. He used to knock me around a little when I was a kid, but he's all right. We had some good times.
A shame.
Come on, knock it off, will you? I don't need no sermons. Anyway, I gotta try Karen again.
You know, the jails they got these days, it's not so bad from what I hear.
Oh, boy.
No, I mean that. Libraries with books, they're loaded. Movies, I hear. A movie every week. Tables for, what's that game, the little balls, ping pong, baseball in season. On a men's club you could do worse.
Well, it's the first time in my life anybody ever tried to sell me going to jail.
Well, in ordinary circumstances, I wouldn't recommend it myself, but what you're mixed up in now or any of these circumstances ain't ordinary at all.
I gotta make my call.
My telephone is yours.
Like I said before, no stupid ideas.
You finish with the beer, I'll throw the cans away.
You don't throw nothing away. Just stand where you are and don't make me nervous. She ain't there now. She's gonna hear from me good.
You know, also they teach you a trade these days. In jail, I mean. A good, honest trade.
Karen, where you been? Yeah, it was me on the phone a minute ago. Who else? Oh, well, you picked a great time for it. All right. Listen, will you? You got the heap ready? All right, so here's what you do. You get on the heap and you drive it down to Schwartz's Delicatessen. Now, hold on a sec. I'll get the address. What do you mean you got the address already? Oh, on the radio. No, the cops won't bother you. Listen, I got an old guy here with me, Sam Schwartz. He owns the Delicatessen. I already told the cops they make a move and I shoot this old guy. Look, stupid. Who killed somebody? I just said I would, that's all. All right, so can I finish? All right, you get in the heap and you drive on down here. I told you, the cops won't bother you. I'll yell out the door and let them know you're coming. And they ain't to bother you unless they want a dead Delicatessen owner on their hands. Yeah, so when you drive up in front of the joint, I come out with Pop and we both get in the heap and take off. You got that now? Don't ask me a lot of stupid questions. Just go. Start now. All right, I love you too, baby.
You think that's going to work, this plan you're telling her?
Well, why won't it? What can go wrong?
What's going to happen, for example? I should decide. I don't care to make the trip.
Oh, you ain't in no position to decide, Pop. Either you come along or you get a hole in the head.
Yeah, so now we're back to that. If there is in you whatever it takes, you should put a hole in Sam Schwartz's head.
You know what happened the last time we went into that?
Sure, you shot over my head and ruined $10 worth of detergent powder. So now, what we got to decide is, can you shoot at my head, not over it?
Don't take a chance, Pop.
Well, I'll tell you now, Ernie. I ain't going with you.
Come on, Pop, don't be stupid.
I'm going out by the door now, Ernie. If you let me go, the police will come in and get you. And if you don't let me go, and you got to shoot me to stop me, then they come in and get you anyways. Now, you want a couple years with time off for good behavior, or you want a chair? But that's all you got to decide, Ernie.
Pop, you stay away from that door.
No, Ernie. I'm going out now.
Oh, you stupid old... What'd you want to do that for?
On and on, things like this couldn't go, Ernie. Somebody had to make a decision.
All right, drop the gun. What? Put your hands up.
Sam, make it up. Why is he down like this, lying on the floor? Why don't he say something?
Here, let me have a look. I'm afraid he can't, Mrs. Schwartz. Not anymore.
Sammy.
What?
Sammy.
What is he?
Sammy.
Some kind of a nut or something? He was just going on out like I didn't even have a gun.
That's right, some kind of nut. Yeah. Art Stone, get this man out of here. Put the cuffs on him. Take him uptown.
Yeah. That's right. Some kind of nut.
Theater 5 has presented The Hostage, written by Fielden Farrington, produced and directed by Warren Somerville. In the cast, Jack Grimes, Jackson Beck, Ethel Everett, and Lon Clark. Audio engineers Neil Pultz and Marty Folia. Sound technician Ed Laney. Script editor Jack C. Wilson. Original music by Alexander Vlastotsenko. Orchestra under the direction of Glenn Osser. Executive producer for Theater 5, Ted Bell. We invite your comments. Write to Theater 5, New York 23, New York. That's Theater 5, New York 23, New York. This is Fred Foy speaking. This has been an ABC Radio Network production.